Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live with Jay. I am your host, Jay. Thank you for joining me for another great show. We are going to definitely run down. We have 2 days left for the Independent Artist Festival. The Independent Artist Festival will be held in Gastonia. It will be March the 20th at 5 o'clock Eastern Time. Red carpet at 4:30. You guys don't want to miss it. Please go on and look on the page, or you can look on some of the other artists that put there on their pages, and there is a link to go get tickets, or you can go to Eventbrite and look up Independent 10th Annual Independent Artist Festival. You can go there and you can purchase your tickets on Eventbrite. So, 515-602-9653. I want you guys to really, really take care of this show. I want you guys to come support artists, come show that you love independent music, that you love independent artists, and it's going to be a great thing. Today's show, we're going to be joined by two more of the artists that will be performing that night at the festival. We'll be joined by Bali Wilson, is R&B singer, and we'll be joined by gospel, hip-hop rapper, MC, and Minister T. who you guys should know have been on the show a lot and has performed at past independent artist festivals. So you guys should know what kind of heat that Minister T. Breeze is going to bring. You guys should know what kind of entertainment that Bob Wilson is going to bring. I hope that you guys realize that this is so important. This is so important for artists. So important for the culture, if you want to say that. So important for the community. We have so much going on. I think that you guys really, really would love to have somebody around in Gastonia. I'll say it that way. We got to have support. We got to have the love that comes but it's successful in this area. Hey, y'all, this is not easy. This is not an easy task by any means, but I am excited for the artists that are going to be performing Saturday night. I'm so happy that they decided to bring their talents to the area. Guys, there's people performing that's from this area that moved the just like we telling you yesterday on the show, the artist, rap artist, he was telling you he's from Dallas, but he lives in Memphis, but he's coming from Memphis to Gastonia to perform in this independent artist festival. So it's a big deal. We have artists coming all the way from Memphis, big deal. We have artists coming all the way from Allendale, South Carolina. It is a big deal. So I promise you, what you will get is going to be the very best in entertainment. It's going to be the very best. We're going to do everything within our power to make sure this is one heck of an independent artist festival, one to remember. Number to call 515-602-9553. Guys, I really want you to come support this very important cause. We are going to do this, and we're going to do it big, and it is going to be successful. 515-602-9553. I mean,
I feel the haze of life surrounding me. A patch of fog is closing in to dim my sanity, so I'ma switch to high beams. Climb adversity like the walls of Berlin. Hurt when the going gets rough, you tuck in your chin. I lived enough to get the scuffs and scars. I played the boulevard, but never had to see them bars. I guess I'm lucky, new kids that did me shiesty. My life is priceless in the end. They all got stuck for megabucks, I'm what they can't touch. You break me down and I'll rebuild again. Give me the tools I need to use for ever questing for these millions. I stand strong like the building, Paul Pavilion. My offspring will share the same traits when they acquire children. Years to come, you remember this one. As the cut that got you over the hump, plus it bumped. The speakers of pound while lyrics I'm laying down will be the equivalent of a mind free from imprisonment. Escapism is a my grasp, but life's quicksand, be mad turbulent, never falling off, I'll push on, cause it's urgent and mandatory, it ain't about the fame and the glory, but the struggle, to stay on top, takes muscle, hustle every day, swinging a 9 to 5, my life is paycheck to paycheck, tears and sweat, no time for friends that wanna fake and become foes, I roll solo down the yellow brick road, the sign up ahead states my future's 80 miles away, I'm trying to reach my destination before day. Hey, how you doing? I'm just passing through. While all the while I'm checking my rear view for any sudden moves. Problems, they took them in to try and outbox me. My name is Drake Rock, cause the road's always been rocky. I give the finger to the Grim Reaper. It's not my time to die, so I'm saying bye, bye, bye. Escapism is a little.
What's up, my people? This is Big Easy from K-Cup Records. You're listening to Live in the Day with J Radio Show. Keep your heads ringing.
You are now listening to Lively Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Number to call is 515-609-653. That number again is 515-609-653. Guys, if you just were talking a little bit about the Independent Artist Festival, I really want you to support this Independent Artist Festival. Sorry for the feedback, guys. I want you to support this Independent Artist Festival, especially this year. This is a year that we make a statement in the Gastonia area. We're going to show things are going to be better. Things are going to be okay. We're going to get back where we used to be. It might not be exactly the same. We'll get close to it come Saturday night, I promise you. Also, I want you guys to be on. I've done a little test run. I want to do the first season of J Radio podcast. It's going to be like quick podcast. Daily that we're going to be putting out be 2 to 5 minutes long, and it's going to be a series of them. They're going to be really, they're going to be very inspirational. They're going to be very straight to the point. They'll be straight up, no chances. They're going to be watered down. It's going to be some very good, solid knowledge that's come from the podcast that we're going to be putting. And I think that you're going to like it. Well, I know you're going to like it because it's going to be something that is not to be a pat on the back in front of stuff. It's going to be stuff. Now, I need for you to go and purchase your ticket. Please go purchase your ticket. It's your brother's cousin, mama, sister, brother, whoever, to purchase their ticket off. We need for this festival to have the community there. Now, if you do not purchase a ticket online, okay, if you purchase a ticket online, you will need to purchase your ticket at the door. The tickets will be $12 at the door. They are $8 now online, but if you purchase your tickets at the door, they will be $12. Also, be $5 for children 5 to 10 years old. Okay? You know what? Let's change it. Let's say 5 to 12 years old. They're going to be $5. Okay? 5 and under are free. I'll get up here and come to this show and be talking about, do I get the discount? Because didn't we go to school together? Didn't we play? No. No. I tell you what happened one year. So we had the festival, and you know, I gave out tickets. I gave out tickets to the artists, and, you know, the artists were to sell 10 tickets a piece. And, you know, we come to festival, so I had some artists that had sold tickets, and then I had some people coming in, and they had tickets. Like, where'd you get your tickets? That's one of the things I was asking. Where'd you get your tickets? And they were telling me, so the credit went to the person that sold the tickets, and they told me, such as gave them to us. They were like, yeah. I let them in. That's a valuable lesson that I learned, a lesson that you cannot trust people like you want to. Look, I think every person, and I teach my children to think that every person is good. That has good intentions. That every person don't want to bring you harm, don't bring you strife and sneaking and evil. I teach children that until they give and think otherwise, you think that they are good people. And I have been burned over and over and over. People that you think are close to you, but in all actuality, they're trying to get you. And then we'll go and talk about you to other people. But when you see them in public, you get none of that smoke. You get none of that. You get none of that. I want to see if I can bring you down attitude. And it leaves you sometimes thinking, why would someone that I have given my time, given my energy to, that I've given my support to, why would somebody try to bring down like that? Now, this is learned behavior. This is behavior that we have to stop. This is learned behavior. We cannot continue to be generational. Everyone talks about the crab in the bucket mentality. This is much worse than that. This is not, because even sometimes the crab get out. Sometimes the ones that's at the bottom, like, nah, you're not going to hold this back. We're going to get you. This is generational. It continues to happen and continues to stunt our community. When are we going to do better by each other? When are we going to do better by each other? That's one of the things that we really, truly need. And that's one of the things that we really need to practice right by each other. We can do right by each other, then we can grow together. It's that simple. We got to do right by each other so we can grow. Number to call is 512-9653. Guys, when we come back, we're talking about Bali Wilson, Bali Wilson, who will be performing at this year's Independent Artist Festival. You got definitely in the day with Jay.
Still wet with the tears. that I was strong, a man afraid of nothing. I had the world inside my hands, that's what I told myself. But now I see that I was wrong. The truth is I have nothing. If I do have you, now too many nights have passed me by, and too many mornings fill my eyes, still wet with the tears that I cry for you. Oh, come back, baby, yeah, yeah.
Come back to me.
Come back to me.
Come back.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Greenlight Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
Welcome back to the show. 515-602-9663. That number is 515-602-9663. Before we get into, I want to talk about with none other than Bali Wilson. I want you guys to come and support the Independent Artist Festival, the 10th in Gastonia, North Carolina, April 26th at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. It starts at 4:30 Eastern Time. It is going to be a great event. Think that you guys are going to be there. Click on my page, some of the other artists' page, and click on the event and you can purchase your tickets. Tickets are $12 at the door, but $8 right now if you get them online. And anyone from 5 to 12 years old will be 5 tickets. Anyone 5 and under is free. So definitely come so that are going to be there given everything that they have to the community. I think it's going to be a beautiful thing. You guys are going to love it. Now, this artist I'm getting ready to bring on the show, he is not a stranger to the Independent Artist Festival. He has performed at a few Independent Artist Festivals, and every time he performs, he gets rave reviews from people that are in attendance. And I want to introduce to you another recording artist, Bali Wilson. Bali, welcome to the show, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How's your show, dude?
Hey, man, it's been a minute since we've been able to really chop it up this on the show. You doing okay?
Everything's lovely, man. Life is good, man. Last year, I was a guest at Tony Terry's concert when he came to Gastonia and everything, man. God is good. I've been doing some pretty cool things, man.
Okay. All right. So you Terry show?
I was a guest at his show. I was promoting my stuff when people were coming in. I mean, I met him and everything like that. I mean, is God's opening up some doors just like doing this thing with you. Like I'm thankful. Everything's lovely.
I feel you, man. I feel you. So other than hanging out with Tony Terry, what else you been getting into? Probably what's been cooking.
Well, like I said, I have a new CD that dropped seven months ago called The Awakening. They're playing my song Secret on Power 98 right now. It's selling pretty well online and making sales in person. So everything is lovely, man. And I'm thankful that, you know, you got in touch with me. I'm pleased to come and do the jam with you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Before we get into on your songs, you taking any calls from the callers?
I said it one more time. You broke up a little bit. I'm sorry.
Before we go into one of your songs, you mind taking any calls from the show?
I have no, I don't mind at all.
All right, we're going to take a call right quick. Call, welcome to the show.
How you doing?
I'm good.
I'm doing well,
brother.
I am a broadcaster. I just signed a deal with Sinclair Broadcasting Group. They are the ones who gave Fox TV the opportunity and made them who they are. They gave me 48 million TV fans as a platform for a year. I am looking to collab with artists, labels, artist managers, anybody who makes TV content, or anybody interested in having their own TV show.
There you go. Hey, we definitely need to connect. Let's connect off. Let's connect off because I might have something for you.
Okay. My telephone number is 414.
I think I got last one. Last bit 6-1.
Yes, sir. That's me.
All right. My
name is Lewis Gregory.
All right, Lewis. I will reach out to you. We will definitely connect because I think I got what you need.
What I'm looking for is the primarily really African Americans who invest.
Yes,
listen,
sir.
I've been offered to be on Universal.
Sir.
I turned it down. They bored. Okay. I want to connect with those who invest, who got money, who want to do things, and we can have our own. I'm not built on their system, never. My cousin is Jimi Hendrix. Every male been taught at the age 4 the music business. I'm 52.
Yes.
And
talk.
All I want to do now is pass on and help those who are like ourselves. And I'm not greedy. I'm not none of that. I was blessed. My ancestors died so we can all have the opportunities, and I just want to give back and do my part before I leave this earth. That's it.
Brother, I feel everything in me. Where are you from? What state you calling from, bro?
Wisconsin. I got to give it up to Pastor Don, CEO Jr., 365 Winning Team Club.
Okay.
No problem. Any and everybody are all welcome. Listen, I got a platform. And whoever want to be a part of it, hey, I have no problem with it. And this goes out to all colors, all genre. If you love doing music and you want to be paid for what you do, no politics, get in touch with me.
We need it. We need to hear that right now. I appreciate giving us that. And I will reach out to you, definitely.
And just to let you know, it's not a takeover of the music industry because you know what? It's all good. And I want to thank the majors and everybody who helped create it because you know what? I didn't come to take. I just want some. And I want to be able to get my song to everybody who wants some.
There you go. And that's what we need to do. That's part of growing. That's part of unity. And that's the love. That's what we need to do. So, yeah, we would definitely connect. All right, brother?
Yes, sir. I'm from an era where when I grew up in the 70s, black people took care and helped raise me and gave me. So it's time to give back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He will. I want to call him to the show.
Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. Calling from Sunny Mesa, Arizona. How you doing today, brother?
I'm doing good, brother. How is it in Arizona?
Oh, it's hot. Very hot.
Hey, if you can, say hello to my brother, Molly Wilson. He's an artist going to be performing at our show.
Oh, yeah. He, Uncle Charlie. Everybody know who he is. Congratulations. Shout out to Brother Gregory. Yeah, that was the voice you heard before mine. You know,
okay.
We believe in support.
We get ready to link up with you so we can get that support. I definitely have something for you we need to talk about. And I will reach out to you after I'm off the air this evening. And we will pop it up a little bit. And hopefully some great things will happen from there. So
amen.
I appreciate y'all calling in. I really do.
If y'all listening, press the number one on your keypad. You don't know you're ready to speak, so you press number one.
That's right.
True.
That's right. So y'all stick around, man, and listen to the show. I appreciate you.
Thank you, bro.
All right, brother. All right, Charlie.
What's up?
You got some powerful brothers that come on this show, and they're ready to make things happen. So that's just a testimony to what type of power and mindset that we have in our community, man. We about progress and brother progress, and I know that you have been about progress with your new CD, and I want to let people hear, you know, the song that we got for you to sing. If you want to set that clip up for me, we can listen to it.
All right, yeah, this song is called "Good Time." It's featuring my boy Craig Covington. It's just a song, just a feel-good song, because people need something to feel good about with all this negativity going on in the world.
Here you go. This is Bali Wilson. Good time on Live in the Day with
Let's have a good time, baby. Let's be alone.
right, Polly. I see you. I see you. I see you.
Okay. You liking that, man?
I see. Tell us a little bit about the collaboration. What brought that song about?
Like I said, basically, you know, I just wanted to do something feel good, because the whole pretense of the awakening is every song is talking about a part of a relationship. You listen, it's talking about one relationship. You listen to song number one, it's talking about, you know, you're meeting a girl, and it goes on and on through the whole disc, through one relationship. And basically, good times is the partner relationship where, you know, you're having trouble, but you're thinking back like, we used to do this fun stuff together. I miss that. And so I just wanted to just do something feel good, because people need a little joy.
So let me ask you, Bali, what do you think the state of R&B music is right now?
I mean, honestly, man, I mean, I think that a lot of artists aren't as creative as they used to be, because a lot of stuff on the radio all sounds the same. People have lost their ability to create. Everybody wants to sound the same. Nobody wants to be themselves.
Mm. You think that is the case?
You say, I think that's the case because, you know, the industry basically tries to pigeonhole artists, and artists can't really express themselves anymore.
Interesting. But you're here to change that, right?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, as I have a lot of stuff I have going on right now, I don't want to really spill the beans, but in the next 3 months, people are going to be talking.
Hey, this place to spill the beans right here on the air. You can't find a place to spill the beans in this.
Like I said, I'm not spilling the beans, I'm not dropping the coffee. Like I said, is some things are better to surprise people with.
As long as you surprise them, I'm good.
What did you say?
As long as you get them surprised, I'm good.
Trust me, people are going to be talking about this one.
Hey, Bali, the independent artist, this Saturday, March 6th, you will be performing there. What can the people who are in attendance be prepared for when Polly Wilson hits the stage that night?
I promise I'm gonna give you something to talk about, like Reba McEntire, okay?
that was
I'm gonna give you something to talk about.
Polly, I appreciate you coming on the show as always. You know, the platform is here, and we are definitely going to utilize it. I can't wait for you to perform a Saturday night at the festival. I can't wait to see what energy is and what energy is reciprocated back to you from the audience when you.
I promise people are going to be talking about this one.
Yeah, I hear it. What, you got anybody that you want to shout out right now?
Yeah, my family was just down here. They had to leave and give a shout out to my sister Lakey, Alona, Carrington, my niece Goldie, all my family out there, all the fans of all the independent artists, my fiance Natasha, her kids, Trey, Diamond, and all of us artists that are performing. I want to just say, you know, a shout out to all of you all, because we need to come together and make this big, because people are looking at us like we can't do something crazy.
Right, that's right.
The more things we do correctly, the more people trust what we do.
Yeah, you're right.
I think it's important to convey professionalism and talent at the same time.
That's right. Paul, I appreciate you coming on the show. Look forward to Saturday night at the Independent Arts Festival in Gastonia, North Carolina. No doubt that it will be everything that we all want to be. I appreciate you, bro.
Hey, man, no problem. I'm going to make some people drop the mic. Hello?
I didn't hear you. What did you say about?
I said, make some people drop the mic on this one.
No doubt. All right, brother, we will connect. I'll let you know that. And I look forward to Saturday night.
All right, be blessed, man.
All right, man. Peace.
All right, peace.
515-605-6063, guys. I promise you, this festival is going to be a plethora of entertainment that is tonight. We got a lot of things going on that night. We got a lot of different genre of entertainment that night. I can't wait to expose you guys to all of it. 5-3, when we come back, we should be joined by Minister T. Breeze. You got in the day.
Sure as the cold snow blow off of Lake Erie. I drop rhymes with vision and fury, the judge and the jury of my own circumference, which means I control my destiny effortlessly. You checking for me? I already been there. I'm 5 steps ahead of you. All you see is my residence. I'm telling you, I got the feel for this funk, and they ain't come to see you because it's me that they want. So methodically, I step up, speaking the mic with the pure intentions of shedding some insight. A dim light eventually blows out, but I'm halogen. I'm back to do my thing and run this funk flow mal again. You wanna ride with me, just hop on in. I put it in gear and get the funk up out of here. In the 1500 Dodge Ram, I like the cruise. Turn up the sound, Zone 7 is my music.
Them programmers examine the way they can get on and do my thing. And I ain't worried about the next man, I'm in my own lane. My mama taught me a long time ago to just get down and do my thing. I carry the heavy load and dropping off is the funk I'm gon' bring.
Yeah, now I done been up and I've been down. I rock Omegas to Elias, but my mama named me Christian Brown. I went from bare ass covers to balling out of control, to skiing with no rubber and numerous coochie holes, to robbed at 22 put in the hospital, 4 biological children plus 1 and 1 possible. Can't break the cycle of my dad, I was going mad. Therapeutic lyrics memorized from the pen and pad, but this is my getaway, still I can go on, but I ain't trying to flip a feature into my song. So I'm back to the money, even though I never left it. Call myself a go-getter, cause I'm always trying to get it. In the booth or in the streets, even on the 9-to-5. No surrender, no retreat, I stay striving to survive. Now this mission is complete and you done seen it come alive. I rock, Dre rock, the mic check, enterprise.
Now, all right,
all right. I've been behind the scenes working on it, building my brand for this funky moment. I don't give a damn about what you think or what you say. You try to hinder me, get out the way. I got a lot of work to do and my time is limited. Papa Joe told me, you start a job, you finish it. So I'ma be here until it's my time to go. Relentless, consecutively, continuous. I ain't gonna lie to you, chasing my dream, my life's been hectic and strenuous. But I was taught to never give up or self-destruct. Your back's against the wall, get your weight up. With God first, I can do anything. With God first, I can do anything. So it's the funk that I bring.
The programmers examine the way you get down and do my thing. And I ain't worried about the next man, I'm in my own lane. My mama taught me a long time ago to just get down and do your thing. I carry the heavy load and drop it off because it's the funk I'm gonna bring.
Hey, what's up, family? This is your boy, D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. 605-602-963. Guys, sorry for the hard audio if you get any feedback. We're going to fix it. But anyway, if you guys are just joining us, we are with an R&B singer, Barley Williams, who is going to be performing at this year's Independent Artist Festival, 10th Annual Independent Artist Festival in North Carolina, March 26th, 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. And the red card is going to be at 4:30. You guys definitely want to come look your very best. Tickets are just super cheap. Tickets are $8 online. Please go get tickets. What are y'all waiting on? Get your tickets. You wait till you get to the door. The tickets are still super cheap. $12 ticket. You guys, for more than that, go to nachos. All that stuff is bad for you. You don't spend about $20 and you are not even half entertained as you will be to the festival. Now, I'm going to bring on another guest, who is no stranger to the independent artist and the show, who is putting work, got a lot of things going on this end, and I can't wait for him to perform at this year's festival. So without further ado, I'm going to bring on my brother, Minister T. Breeze. What's going on, bro?
Hey, what's going on, family? How's everybody doing?
Man, I tell you what, it seems like it's yesterday since we done the first festival, man, the very first one, and here it is, you know, 8 or 9 later down the road, here we go, another one, and I really appreciate you going in yet again for another great festival, man. Tell us what you've been getting into.
Oh, man, you know, I stay busy now, so we always got music going on. We always got new music dropping. So right now we got the Say Less mixtape that's out right now on all digital platforms. We have a new book that's out right now called Band from the Women's Conference. You can get that on Amazon. Of course, you know, I'm always in the community doing something, whether it be DJing, photography, performing. I'm always doing something. I got my hands in a little bit of everything, so you can always catch me out and about, especially in the Charlotte and surrounding areas.
Yeah, I mean, you've been real busy. Real busy out there. Boy, busy than I've been. I was like, Lord have mercy. He need a whole entourage right now.
We getting there. We ain't there quite yet, but we getting there.
All right, music. You been getting into, you got anything? I know I want to play what I'm going to play on the show, but do you have anything new that you've been working with?
Oh, well, we really just dropped a brand new video for the song Famous Rappers last week, week before last. So we dropped that. It's on YouTube right now. It's called Famous Rappers. The brand new video for that is out, and we got new music on the way. So we hopefully by this summer we're going to drop a whole new mixtape. We're going to drop a whole slew of songs we've been building up since COVID. So we just waiting on, you know, them to let us outside one more time so we can go ahead and drop some new music.
Tell me a little bit about this song. Don't tell me we're ready to play, because I'm going to play this song for the.
Oh, man. So this, you know, is featuring my good friend, Jamar Harris, you know, good brother, who's also been a part of the Independent Artist Festival a couple of times.
Yes,
so, you know,
yes,
me and my brother, by way of Greensboro and Salisbury, North Carolina, me and the brother was together. I give you guys the backstory. We was actually working together, and we was riding down the road, and brother said, hey, man, I got this song I'm working on. I'm going to sing it for you, and then you go ahead and put a rap with it. I said, okay. So we literally hit record on the phone, and the rest was history. You know, a couple of days later, we went to the studio and put it down. And, you know, this is one of our favorite songs, you know, because we just talk about, you know, being men. And, you know, we just don't want to be judged. You know, we just want to be men. We want to be allowed to make mistakes and continue on and be what we was called to be.
That's right. And with that being said, this is Don't Judge Me by Minister Live in the Day with Jay.
If you ain't ever walked in my shoes, if you ain't ever gone through what I've been through, never had to fight for your life, man, it's alright.
Don't judge me.
You ain't ever walked in my shoes.
Don't judge me.
You ain't ever gone through what
don't
I've been through.
Me,
never
no.
Had to fight for your
don't
life,
me,
man, it's alright.
Don't judge me.
You ain't ever walked in my shoes. You ain't ever gone through what I've been through. Never had to fight for your life. Man, it's alright. Don't judge
if
me.
If you ain't never had to endure what I done been through. If you ain't never traveled the road that I done been through. If you ain't spent late nights in a cold cell. If you ain't never been down in the bottoms of hell. If you ain't never had baby mama drama. If you ain't never had to pull out your llama. Yo, pistol boy, I'm talking that heat, I'm talking that iron. If you ain't in these streets, then don't you worry about my soul.
You ain't ever walked in my shoes.
In the shoes.
You ain't ever gone through what I've been through. Never had to fight for your life.
For your life.
Then it's alright.
Don't judge me.
You ain't
hey.
Ever walked in my shoes.
Don't judge me.
You ain't
hey.
Ever gone through what
don't
I've been through.
Me.
Never had to fight for your life.
At me like, man, who is him? They wanna know why I come with such swag, but they don't know that I come with such bag, such
bang it, such lust, such hate, ayy. I've been through it all, man, don't hate, ayy. I've been through the struggle, I've been through the grind. I've been through nothing but hard times.
Had my share of pain, shed my share of tears. Lost more than I gained, yet I'm still standing here. I made it cause I held on to, cause I'm changing hands. Couldn't keep it to myself, I had to tell him when I can. But Satan thought he had me locked behind them bars. Thought I would give up easy and turn my back on God. But God showed his love and grace and his mercy. And I guess that's why they mad and they ain't on me. But if you ain't ever walked in my shoes, you ain't ever going through what I've been through. Never had to fight for your life, man, that's alright.
Don't judge me.
You ain't ever walked in my shoes.
Don't judge me.
You ain't ever going through what
don't
I've been through. Never had to fight for your
don't
life, man, that's alright. Don't judge me.
Check this out, man. The Bible say God's no respect to a person. At the same time, he doesn't judge the outward appearance. But you're looking at the heart, you know what I'm talking about? Don't judge me because of my struggle, man. I don't need you to judge me because of my grind. Because you ain't been through what I've been through. Don't judge me because of my fashion looking at me any kind of way. I promise you I'm anointed for this.
Yeah!
Man, I just sat right here and told them, I don't know how I didn't reach out to brother, had him come down here and bless us again. And when you see him get on that mic, boy, it was magical, man.
Yeah, we got to get the brother back. We got to get. I'm going to make a special phone call. You know how they do on the award show. They had a special appearance. We're going to see if we can get
a special phone call.
Special appearance.
Yeah, that was fire, man. That's always that gives you something to think about, man. I hope you guys go back and listen to this show again and listen to that because it's about a lot of realness. And at the end of the day, you know, you don't want to be judged. Don't judge me. You know, my own battle that I've went through, and if you see smiling, shining the way I'm smiling and shining, it's because of the reason I'm smiling and shining. And it's definitely the battle that I've gone through. So don't judge me. I do think it's a little different than you. So I get it.
Yeah. We all go through it, you know. So we just trying to make it, as Grandma used to say. We just trying to make it through the day. So, you know, we ain't got enough hours in the day to be judging nobody else. We got our own stuff to deal with.
That's right. Right. Man, bring all that hammer up Saturday night when I ain't got the details. I already know when you step on the stage.
Oh, yeah, you know how we do. We're going to break a sweat now. You know, we're going to be clean and looking good for the red carpet. After that, we going to work. So, you know, take all the pictures beforehand because we're going to break a sweat after that.
That's all day long, man. You know, as I tell you all the time, man, I appreciate you. I appreciate you being at the festival. I appreciate you supporting everything that goes on. And we definitely need to do some politics. Because there's some things that on the burner right now that we definitely need to talk about.
Oh, yeah. You know, we always ready to work. So anytime you need me, you just hit me up.
Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? That's what it's about. That's what it's about. I appreciate you. We will connect. We'll be talking later on tonight. But I will connect with you on that man on the show. Thank you for being part of the festival. Thank you for being a part of all these years and supporting everything that's going on. The radio show, it means a lot. And I, you know, am forever indebted.
Yeah, we appreciate you, brother, because you're doing a lot, man. You do what a lot of people don't do, man. You're consistent. So we appreciate you, man. You always look out for the independent artist. Always. Ever since I've known you. So we appreciate you, brother, for everything you do.
I appreciate that, man. Love. And I will get with you later on tonight, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, y'all. That was Minister T. Breeze. Independent Artist Festival this Saturday night, March 6th, 5 o'clock Eastern time. You guys don't want to be sitting somewhere else doing something crazy, watching something on TV when you can be down at the Independent Artist Festival and be doing what you need to do, and that is supporting your local independent artists who, as I've told you many times, I will head up with a mainstream any day, because I know the caliber of artists these guys and girls are, and I know, and kids that is, and I know what's going to happen Saturday night. You guys ain't going to come to the festival, you're probably not going to get the sound, because between artists and the band, see how you're going to be able to sit down. I don't see how you are going to be able to sit down, and we're going to be able to from all parts of your brain. We're going to be able to touch you from all parts of your brain. That D. Laverne is going to give you something to think about. We're going to give you something to laugh about. She's going to give you something to laugh about. She's going to give you something to think about. For those of you that want to come in and think you're philosophical on everything, you're going to get that. Then we got Bali, he's going to R&B croon you. Then we got Minister T. Breeze, who's going to teach you the spiritual level, and you ain't going to have a choice to get your butt up out that seat, I promise you. And then, when you don't got up out that seat and touch the tea breeze, then you have to deal with the house band. You're going to have to deal with Platinum 5 featuring Past Life Experience and Kadir. You're going to have to deal with that. And I promise you, you're ready. Then we're going to hit you over the head. We're going to head with Grateful. Yeah, I'm grateful. We're going to hit you over here with to do his thing. Y'all just go and keep coming and keep coming and coming. And we got a young man named Ron Ashley who is going to come and give you a little bit of that acoustic flavor. And then we got Alana who is going to show you what being diverse and unified is all about. Y'all are not ready, but you get ready. Because in between all that, you're going to have to deal with Black Life Experience this year. You're going to have to deal with all that, I promise you. It's going to be a good thing to deal with, but you got to understand that this is so important. Tomorrow we hope to have everyone that is in Platinum Vibes, that is in band, to have all of you on the show tomorrow so that they can get a little idea of who you are. I want to release some of the videos on Facebook, but I'm not going to do that of them practicing. I don't want to do that. I want you to get the full experience. Make sure you go get the ticket, guys. The Independent Arts for all the Independent Artists Festival at the Little Theater, March 26th, Gastonia, North Carolina, that is. PDA Carpet 4:30. Guys, I like to take the two of you for on in this show. I'm going to reach out to you that I spoke to earlier. I like to take the time to thank you for reaching out to the show and listening to everything that we are trying to get done on this platform, because we are really, really tired. Tired progress. I think we can progress together, and that's what we're going to try to do. I give you this platform because I love you guys, and I want you to have a platform to get everything out that you want to get out, even when you want to get that out. You have this platform, so I'll give it to you. And I tell you guys this each and every day. I love you guys with the greatest love I know. It's the love of God. God gives it to me each and every day. You guys, you have to treat each other better. Make sure you treat each other better. Make sure that you are
nigga.
I will see you guys on tomorrow's show. You go have definitely. Okay. See you tomorrow. Facebook.